Section 2, Strategies for Coping with Stress. Part 1, Resilience.
In this part of the podcast, we are going to focus on practical strategies that can help you with coping with stress in the workplace. Now, what we're going to do is focus on 5 key strategies, and these are: the first one is building your resilience. The second one is developing effective time management skills. The third one is developing the confidence to say no. The fourth one is all around maintaining a good work-life balance. And the final one is all around looking at incorporating exercise and active rest in your life. Now, you don't have to listen or go through all 5 strategies in one go. You can choose to focus on one or the other, so feel free to dip in and out of the podcast as it suits your needs. So let's start with the first strategy, which is all around building your resilience. Now, I don't know about you, but I always wonder, or I always find myself wondering, why is it that some people deal with stress a lot better than others? And more importantly, how is it that some people stay really positive even when the going gets tough? Now, a word that is often used to describe these people is that they are resilient. High resilience means that people's behavior is more resistant to pressure. In other words, they can carry on doing their job well even when they are under significant pressure. So what can you and I do, who often struggle under the pressure, to build up our resilience? Now, of course, one of the things to remember that our levels of personal resilience are strongly linked to factors such as our underlying personality and our attitude to work. However, this doesn't mean that it's a fixed point that we can't develop or change. Now, one really good starting point is to use a personalized resilience report to start finding out about your own, or where your resilience comes from and what situations particularly threaten it. Stress guru Professor Cary Cooper and his colleagues have made available a free downloadable toolkit called iResilience, based on their model of resilience. Now, this toolkit is available within our downloadable resources section, and what it does is it has access to 4 key components. The 4 components are confidence, social support, adaptability, and purposefulness. Now, for each of these, the questionnaire will identify different aspects which may be personally helping or hindering your resilience. And what you might find is that once you identify what it is that is hindering your resilience, it can give you a personal development point that you can begin to focus on. Now, remember, building up resilience takes time, and it's about undoing years of learned behavior. But the key thing here is through recognition, you can lead to change. And that's the most important factor to focus on.